the 10 o'clock, and I think we should start. Unfortunately, our chair and co-chairs are not here, and this is Sayed Shukuzade with MPO. I'm gonna kind of MC the meeting till we get our nominations and see where we go from there. And let's start with the roll call here.
Thank you. We're gonna go around the room here for all the people that are present. So if, so just state your name and your organization that you're with. And then once we get through everyone, we'll, I'll be on the virtual members as well. Amir, would you like to start?
Amir Varshochi with MPO.
Pam Drock with the MPO.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Mike Lubitsky, Evansville.
Sayed Shukuzade with MPO.
Mackenzie May, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO.
Jennifer Scott, Evansville MPO.
We have Aaron Schrieffer and Matt Schrieffer, both from the Evansville MPO in the audience. Karen Brooks with Easter Seals, please announce present when I call your name.
Present.
Nick Vale with Federal Highway.
Hey, present.
Dwayne Decker with NDOT.
Present.
We have everybody.
Thank you. The second item on the agenda is the election of the chair and vice chair. Is there a nomination for the chair?
Do we do those one at a time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I nominate Nate Hahn for chairman.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any other nomination? It's closed. Please signify by saying aye.
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 So I guess since Nate's not here, we've made him chairman again. Is it a nomination for vice chair?
I nominate Lori Van Hook.
I'll second that.
Is there any other nomination that they're not here so we can do it? Nominations close. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So we have Nate as chair and Lori as vice chair. And congratulations to both of them. We'll let them know. The third item is approval of the minute. Any motion to make approval?
Motion to approve.
Second? Any second?
I'll second.
Please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. We're moving on to item four, old business project update. Pam?
I'll start by reviewing the local program projects in Indiana. We've got Walnut Street Phase 2. It's under construction. The Bakey Road intersection traffic signal is in full operation. The Van Avenue speed hump was closed on March 11th for construction work and will be closed for approximately 3 weeks. Walnut Street Phase 3 is also under construction. Stormwater sewer installation is continuing at Bedford Avenue and Walnut Street. The pavement has been removed on Walnut Street from Kentucky to Bedford with installation of subgrade treatment at Bedford. The city, the contractors, designers, and Centerpoint met out in the field to address conflict points that are between the signal strain pole and Centerpoint's transmission line. Relocation redesign of the traffic signal strain poles at Kentucky and Walnut is in the works. Oak Hill Road project. The project was let for bid on January 18th of this year and awarded to Koberstein Contracting Inc. for approximately $3.4 million. or I'm sorry, 8.4 million. The contractor will begin a right-of-way clearing soon, and the corridor is tentatively planned for closure, full closure, beginning March 27th of this year. The next phase of Oak Hill Road, a legal notice was published to advertise for the opportunity to request a public hearing. IDEM Section 401 General Water Quality Certificate was approved on March 7th of this year. The Corps of Engineers permit application was submitted on the 1st of March of this year. Wimberg Road Bridge Project. The hydraulic analysis was completed and the alignment was set to allow phase construction at the site. The structure size and type study is underway to determine the most cost-effective structure, and the plans are being prepared for the utility verification request. Epworth Road Project. Preliminary field check has been moved to June of this year to allow more time for additional archaeological studies. Going to the projects in Kentucky, Green River Road Sidewalk Project in Henderson. District 2 is negotiating for the acquisition of the final parcel on that project. They're targeting a summer 2024 project letting. And Wathen Lane Project, the bid opening was on January 5th. Construction contract has been awarded to Jaeger Materials Corp. for approximately $4.1 million. A public meeting was held on February 21st, and construction began on March 1st and is scheduled to be completed in December, target date December 15th. And now I'll hand things over to NDOT to review their projects.
Yeah, State Road 65 over I-64. Closure is in place, construction is ongoing. US 41 over State Road 66 Diamond Avenue, and then US 41 about a mile north of State Road 66. Construction is completed on that contract. And then going down to US 41 Pedestrian Walk and Washington Avenue Pedestrian Bridge, finalizing right-of-way acquisition. Construction of foundations will begin soon. And then the bridge deck replacements on I-64, June 4th is a planned start date for construction. And then the pavement replacement, US 41 from north of State Road 66 and State Road 62, Lloyd Expressway. Shoulder strengthening is going down. Drainage structure on the south end will be complete within 2 weeks, we expect. To be in phase two with traffic switched to the southbound side by the end of April. And then the intersection improvements on State Road 66 at Van Avenue, Burkhart, Crosspoint, and Stockwell. Contract was awarded to JBI for $35,498,919.88. Pre-con was held February 22nd. Construction is set to begin at Van and Stockwell by July 1st of this year. State Road 61, about a quarter mile south of I-64, HMA overlay. Construction should begin early spring. Town is working with Commonwealth on lighting delays. And then I-69, half mile west of US 41, final tracings have been submitted to central office. And then the bridge thin deck overlay contract on State Road 62, contract awarded to Ram Construction with a winning bid of $876,166.92. State Road 66, 2.5 miles west of US 41 Junction, final field check is scheduled in May. And then the pedestrian walk, Shute Road, Rosenberger Avenue, the intersection improvements, and Rebel Eyes PCCP, an intersection improvement at McDowell. Project has been advertised on a special letting that will be held this month, March 27th. State Road 68 over Mill Creek, permits are acquired. All parcels are being secured. No delays or risk at this moment. Public involvement is in the works. State Road 68 from 1.2 miles east of US 41, letting date getting moved back to October 2024 since the rebundling of projects. State Road 161, north of State Road 62 and State Road 62, west of 161, projects still moving forward. And then the bridge painting project on I-69, stage two files received and reviewed as of January 3rd. Project 200-2134 and 200-2135 will stay on contract. Limited red flag investigation being requested for DES 200-2134 and DES 200-2135. After discussion, no need for expediting. And State Road 66, north of State Road 65, submission of the environmental document CE1, resubmit for corrections, and stage two and permits are in the works. And lastly, the intersection improvements at St. Petersburg Road, State Road 57, and at St. George. Our kickoff meeting was held. We are in early development for stage one plans and utility coordination, and meetings are ongoing. And that is all I have for the NDOT update.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Luke. Any question for Pam or Luke? All right, I hear none. We move to new business. 2024-2028 TIP modification. Pam?
We've changed the format on how we're providing the TIP modifications to the committee, as opposed to sending the individual submittals that we send out, because the cover letter is the same for each one. We've decided to do an overall cover sheet memo to you, and then just summarize all of the modifications on the spreadsheets that were attached. We processed several modifications since our last meeting. They've combined contracts. We've added more DES numbers, moved some funding out. There was a contract that was split because the initial contract was a statewide contract and they didn't get the bids that they were looking for. And so they split that up into smaller contracts. And then we have several updates to the funding on our FTA projects in the TIP. These are for informational purposes, but if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
All right, I hear no question. We're moving to item B, 2024 Title VI goal and accomplishment. Jennifer?
Good morning, committee members. At the beginning of each year, the Evansville MPO develops a list of the Title VI goals and accomplishments for the prior year. This is for informational purposes only. These goals and accomplishments include completed and upcoming trainings and workshops, updates to the Title VI documents and surveys, and the total number of Title VI complaints from the previous year. The completed form is attached to the back of the memo. For your informational purposes. Does anybody have any questions about those? The highlight would be the MPO had zero complaints in 2023.
Any question for Jennifer? All right, I hear none. We move to item C, transit targets. We need approval for that, please. Jennifer?
Metz and Hart have been required to develop annual transit asset management plan targets since the completion of the group TAM plan in September of 2018. At the end of each year, we gather the fleet data from Metz and Hart to calculate the end of the previous year performance metrics and set the end of the year targets. Although not required, the MPO also calculates the performance metrics and sets the targets for nonprofit vehicles. With your approval of these targets, the MPO will include them in the TIP and MTP documents. The table in the back of this memo includes TAM performance measures, definitions, end of 2023 performance metrics, and the end of 2024 TAM targets. Also included in this document, since 2021, Metz and Hart have been required to develop the annual safety targets. These targets are listed in the Public Transit Agency safety plans for both METS and HART. The MPO worked with METS and HART to collect safety data to calculate performance metrics and targets. With your approval of these targets, the MPO will include them in the TIP and MTP documents.
I entertain a motion for approval. Anybody?
Can I have a question? Is this the time or does somebody have to make a motion first?
Yes.
Someone has to make a motion first.
Any second? All right, get a bonus point if you get a second. Come on, don't be shy. You can make one.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion or question for Jennifer?
Yeah, just I was wondering, so the numbers in the MPO column, that's for the nonprofits. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? I hear none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It took us a while, but it's approved. Thank you. Item six, any other business? See none. Number seven, public comments. I see none. Number eight, you see the upcoming dates. Next meeting would be May 9th and July 11th. September 12th and November 14th. If there is no other questions or any other business, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.